Beautiful Lord, we praise you, we worship you. Exalt his name, we praise him, hallelujah. Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Savior. You are worthy, O Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords. We praise thee, O God, we praise thee, O Lord. Jesus, Savior, we exalt thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, praise you, dear Jesus. Wonderful Savior, thank you, Lord.
Well, good evening. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We sing that chorus once in a while. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to what?
Worship
him. Let me ask you, how do you worship the Lord? What's your style of worship? You know, that seems to be a 2014 question. What's your style of worship? Well, it's all about him, isn't it? To glorify his name. And some of you are worship out loud and exalt his name, and you're the people I like. Just a joke. And some of you are more quiet. But it's all about Jesus, isn't it? And I thought on this first Saturday of the camp season, what if we stood and worshiped him? Maybe you're a little free. I don't, you know, I'm not going to keep one eye open and watch and like, but I want to encourage you to, let's lift up and praise the Lord in this time of the evening sacrifice. Shall we do that? Let's turn to number one. Oh, worship the King. And if you'll stand with me, let's forget about ourselves and magnify him. Amen. Tonight to worship you in spirit and truth. We pray, oh God, that we will be able by the Holy Spirit to offer up, Lord, worship, praise, exalt the one who saved us, who redeemed us. We're a grateful people. Oh, but even in this we need your help, Lord. God, we ask that you'll clear the cobwebs, you'll allow us, dear God, to just see the King high and lifted up and exalted tonight. We believe you to do this. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Move in and through us, we ask. God, we desire in some way that we might bless your heart tonight, that we might offer up, Lord, thanks and gratitude to you. We ask this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that fourth verse, and then let's just worship the Lord.
Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend. Hallelujah, we worship you. Oh, we exalt you, Lord, we praise you. You are awesome, O God, mighty and worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is your name, glorious Lord, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you, we exalt thee, dear Lord. You are worthy, oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, oh, God. We honor you, oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, wonderful, wonderful Savior. We praise your mighty name. Hallelujah, glory and honor and power unto the Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to praise him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name. And concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You are worthy. We worship you. We worship the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. wonderful Jesus. We worship you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, our precious Savior, our Redeemer, our great King. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Oh God. Lord Jesus, we exalt you tonight. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. We acknowledge your presence, Lord. We acknowledge your presence, our great King, our majestic Savior. You've made that promise that where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you're in the midst. Oh, Lord God, and we just worship you and exalt you. We thank you, Lord, for this camp. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, that you have kept that promise and manifest yourself. We pray only, Lord, that the veil that often blocks this flesh from seeing you will be removed, and you'll, Lord, remove those scales that everyone who gathers in this place may know that Jesus is here in a real way. And we bow our knee and we offer praise and worship to you. And we give you all the glory and the honor. Father, we adore you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. In the chapel, we had a new couple join us. And they are a great couple that love the Lord. They came in and they declared themselves as Baptists. And, you know, I thought that was interesting. They said, well, we're Baptists, but we thought we'd come for a week or two. Well, I haven't seen them since. No, I'm just kidding. But they've been coming, and I spoke on a Palm Sunday about praise and worship. And just not trying to get anybody to join my camp, but just that when Christ is manifested and he keeps that promise that he is in the midst, majesty demands worship. Majesty demands my praise, my attention. And we had a time of worship, and on the way out, the lady said to me, "Were you talking directly to us?" And I said, "No, I don't usually talk to Baptists that way." But I teased her a little bit, and she said, "Because I think I'm starting to sense that worship's a good thing." I said, "Well, come back. We do it every Sunday. It's just what we do." But the Lord is awesome, and when you do get a sight of him, you can't help but praise and magnify his name and to glorify him. And she mentioned, you know, it's a little bit distracting at first. And I know just what you mean. I like to tell the story of my brother-in-law. He loves to worship the Lord. And when when the Lord's presence is near, he gets excited. And when my father was alive, he used to sit right behind my father. And he would get up, and my brother-in-law, Rob's a big guy. And he would get up behind my father, and he'd feel the Lord so much, and he'd go, "Glory!" And, you know, everyone in the meeting was blessed by his shout of glory, except my father. He would come home and say, "What's wrong with him? Why did he marry my daughter?" But then he'd think twice and say, "Thank God he married my daughter." You know? And, you know, she said, it's a little distracting. But when you get a sight of Jesus, you can't help but worship the Lord. You can't help but say, "God, I'm thankful that your majesty is here." Sometimes I come to service and, you know, things didn't go right. Maybe you've had that. In fact, everything went wrong. And you're just about there and your head's in a fog and, you know, you can't put two thoughts together. And you start worshiping the Lord. And the only thing that matters is Jesus. And God is so good that when we praise Him, He gives to us. Have you found that to be so? When you worship Him, when we exalt Him, He returns. I like to say it's like our senior pastor's wife. Many of you knew Sister Grace Schultheis. One of my favorite times was eating meals on Sunday morning at her. She was a fantastic cook. And any time you said to her, "Sister Grace, these mashed potatoes are perhaps the best mashed potatoes this side of the continent." Because I didn't want to exaggerate. And I said, "These are really good." The next, you know, and you might have been full and had enough. The next thing, and the more you told her it was good, the more you got. It works with Brother Gus that way. The cooks can't help it. God is that way, though, isn't it? You know? So I want to encourage you to feel free to let go and just worship the Lord if you're here this week. Now, maybe that's not your tradition or custom. I just want to encourage you while you're here at camp. We won't write home to your church or tell anybody in your church, "We saw you worshiping and you raised your hand, you're acting like a charismatic." We will not say, it'll stay here. But I want to encourage you, go ahead, just enjoy the Lord. And you don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to shout. It's not, you know, how loud you... I just wanted to say, and just enjoy Jesus. And let the Lord meet us. Having said that, I want to just mention to you that the theme this year at camp is the Apostle Creed. And what a great thing to memorize. And Brother Eddie has given every staff member one of these books. And I want to... You didn't get one? Not everyone?
Devotional.
Oh, devotional? Oh, is it this?
Yes.
So they didn't get this?
Oh,
never mind. Never mind. I'm advertising the wrong thing, Sister Elsie. So it's this here. But I wanted to say to the guests are welcome to have one of these.
Yes.
Is that... Okay. Got that right. Anyway, this is very good. This is what I was asking. Is this on sale in the boathouse? This is on sale in the boathouse. And I want to say that it's really worth getting. You know, it really... When Brother Eddie was speaking to me, I said, you know, I enjoyed it immensely. And I want to encourage you. What a great thing to memorize the Apostle Creed. And where's Miss Hendrickson, right? We were going over it. Now, we have different versions of it, but it's the same. And I want to say to the staff, memorize it. What a great evangelistic tool it is as well. And our guest, these books are down there, really worth getting. It's a blessing. So let me just read it for us, the Apostle Creed. I could mention it by memory, but I'm a little nervous tonight and I might mess up. So I believe in God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. And look at this, my favorite part. The third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. And how's it end? Amen. Right? Isn't that wonderful? Maybe we'll have a time with the staff. I'll tell you what. Maybe I could come up with some kind of reward for you if you memorize that. And you know, let's see what I got. Something here. What do you say? Huh? Every pen needs a cap. So what do you say? I'm going to be... Maybe this week I'll bump into you and say, "Can you say the creed?" And who knows? Maybe I'll give you my tickets if they give me any. Let's sing number 18. To God be the glory. Here has had something great that the Lord has done for you. Just could you raise your hand? Look at that. So you know what you're singing about, right? This third verse says, great things he has taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But pure and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. I want to admonish guest, staff, guys, for as long as you're here, stand on your feet and his goodness repeat. Because God has done great things. And he ought to be exalted, right? Mm-hmm. And how often has somebody stood up and said, you know, God did something great for me. And in your sharing of it, in your relating of it, we all experience the same joy, the same thrill that you had, that you experienced, right? Why? And I wondered about that. Very often somebody would get up in the chapel and share something great that God did, and you know, the place would ignite with excitement. I wondered, why is that? You know why it is? Because when God does something, it's never temporary in our lives. It's always eternal. And the thing, and the victories, and the wonderful great things that he has done in the past are still with us. Haven't you found that so? It's not just a moment that happened way back when. It's still with us. So those things are eternal. And when you share them, we all get to joy in that. So feel free, okay? That's if I ever give you a chance to do so. I get yelled at home saying, you know, I had a testimony. 5 people will come up and say, I had a testimony. The next Sunday I'll say, let's have some testimonies. And what happens, Kristen? Nobody gets up. You know? I ask them all never to come back again. But feel free, and let's just glorify the Lord. Let's sing that third verse.
Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But higher, yes, greater will be our
Precious Savior, Jesus, we thank you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, our glorious Lord. It is Jesus in our soul. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, our glorious King. Yes, Lord. We want to ask our precious Lord that from the very outset of this season, that you will prepare the hearts of the children you bring here, that it will be Jesus in their soul. That, Lord, whatever takes place here, that each one of them, their testimony be is, I know him. I know his voice. I know what he has accomplished. We pray, God, that for every one of these counselors that are here, that are coming, that it'll be Jesus. That it'll their cry will be, oh, it's Jesus in my soul. Lord God, we pray that you'll just strengthen, minister, guide. We believe you to do this, Lord. And we're trusting, God, for a victorious summer where souls are brought in to the kingdom. We trust you to do this, and we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. You amaze us, Lord. You really do. And we just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.